The Melba Story. The story of Australia's most famous woman. The true story, fully authenticated, and featuring another wonderful Australian singer, Glenda Raymond. The Melba Story. After her great success at Milan in 1893, Melba took a brief rest at Venice, where she was joined by her great friend Tosti, who persuaded her to take part in a musical tour by gondola, singing to delighted crowds all along the various canals. Shortly after midnight, the party returned to its starting point, and there, on the landing stage, Melba saw a familiar figure. A young man who had for some time been making a nuisance of himself. As he stepped forward, Tosti barred his way.
Stand aside, De Falieri.
No.
Then I shall deal with you as you deserve.
No, Tosti.
Be careful, signore. He has a gun.
Come back, Tosti.
Do not shoot. Do not shoot.
Have no fear, my friend. It is not your life that ends, but my own.
No.
Farewell, cruel one.
Oh, give me that pistol. Help me, Tosti.
But I could be shot.
Never mind. Help me to get this gun away from him. Ambrogio, Carlo, Umberto.
Quickly, my friend. Let me go.
Be careful, Nelly. The pistol is aimed at your hat.
I've got it.
Now we can deal with this fellow.
He must be a madman. We will send for the police.
No, Ambrogio. Let him go.
Let him go, madame?
Yes. He's done me no harm.
Thanks to me. You saw the way I faced him, Nelly? Tosti has the courage of a lion.
But it was the lady who disarmed him.
Oh, the humiliation.
Don't be such a silly boy.
Do not dare say such a thing to me.
He's again becoming fierce. He's some of the police. Quickly, Abruzio!
Quiet, Tosti. We don't want any more fuss.
But he glared at you, Nelly.
Well, let him glare. That can't hurt anyone.
Give me my pistol.
No, I'll take care of that. And as for you, my friend, go home and behave yourself.
If you do not love me, I do not care to live.
A word of advice, signore.
Yes.
If you wish to commit suicide, throw yourself in the canal. It is much better than shooting.
But the water smells a little. However, if you're dead, it won't matter to you.
Do not mock me.
No. No, leave him alone, Tosti. Now go away, all of you. This has spoiled the whole night for me. I'm going back to my hotel to get some sleep. Good night to you all.
Why, Nelly, what's the matter? Didn't you have a happy evening?
It was perfect, Louis. Until Giovanni de Falieri spoiled it.
So he's turned up again?
Yes, and this time with a pistol. He threatened to kill himself there beside the canal.
Do you think he would have done it?
Oh, I don't know. But the pistol was loaded. There it is. Look for yourself.
No, thanks. I wouldn't touch it.
Well, I'm going to bed, Louis, and I don't want to be disturbed before noon.
Nelly, Tosti is here.
Bring him in, Louis.
Please go in, Mr. Tosti.
Thank you, Louis.
Behave yourself.
That was one of the good Louis did not expect.
You'd better be careful, Tosti. She has an admirer.
Who?
A young man named Kenyon Mason. He's devoted to her.
Where is he?
In England.
Oh, well, what does it matter? This is Venice.
I know that only too well. And what's the program today, Tosti?
I want you to sing for a young friend of mine.
Who is it?
A young fellow named Leon Cavallo. You know one of his songs.
Mattinata?
Will you sing it for him this afternoon?
Yes, of course. But why?
Oh, he will tell you when he sees you.
And now, if the orchestra is ready, Madame Melba will sing Mattinata, composed by our young friend here, Leon Cavallo.
Melbar, you are the one. I knew you would be.
You knew I would be what, Mr. Leoncavallo?
The one person to be my neighbor.
You what?
He's not making love to you, Nelly. Although I cannot think why. But Neda is the name of a character in an opera he's just written.
What's the name of this opera?
I Pagliacci.
The Clowns. That sounds interesting.
Will you listen to some of it?
I'd love to hear it.
Very well, then. Mario! Will you sing On With The Motley for Madame Melba?
Oh, si. Si, certainly.
Eppure tuo padre, sforzati, ah, ecco passo tu sei pagliaccio.
Nelly, could I speak to you for a moment?
What is it, Louis?
There's a man outside. He insists on seeing you.
Didn't you tell him I was engaged?
Yes, but he said he didn't care about that. He looked as if he were going to try to force his way in, so I said I'd take in a message to you.
Oh, dear. Oh, I suppose I'd better see who it is. Excuse me, please. I'll be back as soon as I can.
There he is.
Looks very fierce.
Yes, and rather important. I asked his name, but he wouldn't give it.
I'll soon get rid of him. Yes, what do you want with me?
You are Madame Melba?
Yes, who are you?
I am the Marchese della Chiesa.
Have we met before?
No. If we had, I think it would have been better for all concerned.
Will you please explain what this is all about?
Very well. I am the uncle of Giovanni di Falieri.
What's happened to him?
Nothing. Why do you ask?
Well, after last night, I wouldn't have been surprised at anything.
Madame Melba, there is much that I could say to you. But perhaps it would save time if I put it in one short and simple sentence.
That suits me very well.
Good. Then what I must say to you is this. Leave my nephew alone.
In a few moments, we'll return to the Melba story. The Melba story.
What did you say, my friend?
I told you to leave my nephew, Giovanni de Falliera, alone.
How dare you speak like that? This is Madame Melba.
I am aware of that, signorina. But perhaps you forget who I am. Then let me repeat that I am the Marchese della Chiesa.
That doesn't impress me in the least. And as for your advice, it just doesn't make sense. Because I'd give anything to be rid of your idiotic nephew.
A fine story. When it is well known that you encourage him.
Why, we came to Venice to get away from your nephew.
Knowing full well that he lives here.
Nellie, we are waiting for you.
Come here, Tosti. I want you to meet someone.
Yes?
This gentleman is the uncle of the young man who tried to commit suicide last night.
What is that you say? Giovanni tried to kill himself.
It is the truth. I was there at the time.
But why? Why should he wish to end his life?
Because Madame Melba would have none of him.
Can this be true? Oh, if I have made a mistake...
Please, don't say any more. All I want you to do is to take your nephew away and keep him away.
But, Madame...
Tosti, will you show this gentleman out?
This way, please. Arrivederci, madame.
Goodbye.
Addio.
Mi dispiace.
Prego. Alla vostra istruzione. Buongiorno. He has gone.
Now, let us return to Leoncavallo.
No, Tosti. I think I'll go home.
But Nelly, he wants you to hear his music.
He wishes you to use your influence to have his opera put on at Covent Garden.
Oh, very well. But when I leave this country, I won't care if I never see another Italian as long as I live.
Nelly, isn't it wonderful to be back in England?
Yes, Louis. I must say I did find Italy a little too much for me.
But you've brought back another Italian opera.
I Pagliacci. Oh, yes. I'm just dying to sing the part of Netta. But, of course, I'll never be able to do it without Tosti.
Have you heard from him?
No. But he'll be at Covent Garden as soon as we start the Pagliacci rehearsals. You can be sure of that.
This is a very strange sort of opera, madam.
Why do you say that?
Well, it's a play within a play. Very confusing.
Don't you think it will be understood?
I'd feel a lot happier if I'd seen the Italian production.
Tosti saw it.
Yes, but where is Tosti?
Haven't you seen him since he came back?
No, he hasn't come anywhere near Covent Garden.
That's strange.
Well, we'll just have to do our best without him. Shall we start again from scene two?
Yes. I'd like to try the Baratella. It's so beautiful, but it puzzles me a little.
Well, the idea is that Neda is trying to reassure herself about her husband's jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
She wishes that she could be like the birds, flying on and on, higher and higher, into the heavenly blue.
Yes, I know. On past the stars, and still ascending. It's a magnificent conception.
And I know you'll do it more than justice. Beginning of scene two, please. Oh,
thank you.
Is the orchestra ready?
Ready.
Louis?
Yes?
See if anyone knows where Tosi is, will you?
I'll see the stage doorkeeper.
You want to rehearse the Balotella, madam?
Yes, please.
All right, gentlemen. The Balotella, please.
Sounded wonderful.
Thank you. But I still need Tosti. I'll never be able to sing this opera without him.
Nelly, the stage doorkeeper says he hasn't seen Tosti for a month.
He must be ill.
If he were, we'd have heard about it. His wife would have let you know, surely.
Yes. Beata and I have become very good friends. I can't imagine her forgetting to tell me if there were anything seriously wrong with Tosti.
Covent Garden doesn't seem to be the same without him, does it?
It's certainly quieter.
Yes, I miss his jokes. But what's far more important, I need his help. If I'm to sing Nedda on the 19th, I must have some expert coaching. And there's no one to compare with Tosti as an operatic coach.
Especially with a new opera.
I'll call and see him tomorrow, if you like, Millie.
Yes, Louis, do that. No, on second thoughts, I'll go myself. I haven't seen Berta for a long time.
I'm sure you'll be disappointed. Tosti can't possibly be in London.
Perhaps I've offended him in some way.
Tosti isn't the sort to be offended very easily.
That makes his absence all the harder to explain. Mr. Producer, do you mind if we call off the rest of the rehearsal?
I'd be almost relieved, I think. Especially if you're going to use the time to pay a call on Tosti.
That's just what I'm going to do. Come on, Louis. We'll go and beard the lion in his den.
I don't think there's anyone at home, Nelly.
No. The blinds are down and the place looks completely deserted.
He must have gone back to Italy.
Dear, I wish he'd let me know.
Well, I wonder if his wife's at home.
Yes, you'd better give a knock just to make sure.
Right. Tosti should have written to you anyway.
You know, I won't forgive him for this.
I'm sure you will.
Yes, as soon as I set eyes on that little man, I shall forget all my troubles. Oh, better knock again, Louis.
Yes, ma'am. His wife must have gone away with him this time.
It's rather unusual if she has. Berta doesn't like traveling very much.
Oh, wait a moment. I think I hear someone coming.
Who is it?
Berta! Don't you recognize me?
Why, it's Madame Melba.
Well, you needn't look at me as if I were a ghost. Where's Tosti?
Tosti? Tosti?
Is he at home? I want to talk to him.
Oh, Madame. Tosti is... Tosti is...
Paolo Tosti, Melba's greatest friend and her most valuable ally in the operatic world, is missing. And when his wife Berta is asked for information, she bursts into tears. We'll hear the explanation in the next fascinating chapter of the Melba story. The Melba story was written by John Ormiston Reed and produced by Dorothy Crawford. The Australian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford. The role of Melba was spoken by Marcia Hart and sung by the Australian coloratura soprano, Glenda Raymond.